No. All my prayers I taught as a priest. But then, no priestly work outside. Professor at State University. So, I thought that was nonsense. So, I found out it was a big state hospital, 3,500 patients, all mentally sick. Many buildings. And I called up the president of the institution, and I found out they did not have a Catholic chaplain. 3,500 patients. Gee, there must be at least some Catholics here in this mental asylum. I said my first Mass on a Sunday morning on the stage. 14 people showed up. Must be more than 14 Catholics. Did I tell you this? Now, Protestants pay those people money to come to their services. I had no money to pay people to come to Mass. So, what we got? By the time I finished, after 5 years, over 600 Catholics. But hear this, and sisters, now many priests can tell you this. The main reason why people go mentally, the word we use, deranged. There are exceptions, but most of them is because of guilt. Now the guilt may be the real or imaginary. Am I clear? And now those people need a priest. Now you got many of the people out of the hospital. Try to begin to counsel some of their doctors, some of their psychologists. So the second reason to provide sinners for the means of reconciliation. Third reason. And this is not an easy reason. To establish the hierarchy founded on the apostles for teaching the truths of salvation and guiding souls to their eternal destiny. You repeat. Third reason, for the priesthood, to establish the hierarchy founded on the apostles, to do what? For teaching the truths of salvation and guiding souls to their eternal destiny. Sisters, without the sacrament of holy orders, be no Catholic Church. Over the years in teaching Protestants, as I think I've told you, and never Protestantism, they couldn't care less. Much Catholicism in Protestant seminaries. Yeah, I wrote 3 books in Protestantism. Why do they use among Protestants? My favorite definition of Protestantism is Protestantism is priestless Christianity. It's Christianity without priests. Period. Close the book. Now we'll have time before the end of the week to say more about this, but just to make it clear, without the priesthood, there is no I don't see there's no Catholic Church. There is no church. Doesn't exist. And fourth reason why the priesthood exists. In order to ensure the continuation of the above three priestly ministries. In other words, the fourth reason for the priesthood is to ensure that 1, 2, and 3 would continue. And again, and in teaching priests, and I must say this, God knows how many, but I think I did share this with you. In the United States, Rome allows me to quote this figure. 10,000 priests left the priesthood in the United States since the Second Vatican Council. And I know most of them left the priesthood. They never really understood what the priesthood is. Why? When I was asked to come to Calcutta and then, well, to speak mainly on the Eucharist, sacrament of penance, and the priesthood, I was so happy that the priesthood was among the areas he would cover. And the reason is because so many priests, certainly in my country, and surely in the Western countries, they don't really know what a priest is. Go back to where we started way back. Remember? After giving the retreat to the Tertians to be in our classes. Understand what we believe. Understand what the priesthood is. In other words, the priesthood is necessary for the priesthood to continue. Unless there were bishops, sisters. If the last bishop in the world died, that would be the end of the Catholic Church. Do you hear me? The end. The other three, the Eucharist, forgiveness of sins, and the hierarchy to both teach and govern the people of God. Sisters, these are not appointments. A priest is not appointed. He's not chosen. We don't vote on him. How would you answer this question, sisters? First, can the sacrament of baptism be conferred on a child, a baby, for reaching the age of reason? Secondly, can the sacrament of confirmation be conferred on a baptized baby before the age of reason? Third, can the sacrament of holy orders be conferred on a baptized baby before the age of reason? No. Now, sisters, hope I'm not disappointing you. The answer is yes.
Okay.
your sisters. Maybe, Frank, maybe it's all right. You know, I was just talking too loud. And also, sisters, you know the devil is very active. You know that? How well I know. Please, don't you ever tell anybody. Father Hard recommended that. Father Hardin recommended that babies, after being baptized, should be ordained. Of course, they better be baby boys. That baby boys should be ordained priests. No, they should not be. But my question was, can they be? And the answer is yes. And that's the better clock. 1 more minute. In the Middle Ages, especially in Spain and Portugal, the nobility, they wanted at least one of their boys to be a priest and a bishop. So when the boy grew up, say 7 years old, his mother would tell him, "Now, Iago, you don't know. You are a bishop." "I am what?" "You're a bishop." "What's that?" And then, of course, this became a crisis. So the Pope, and more than one, studied, analyzed. "Is there any way that I can declare those ordinations invalid?" To be continued. At what time? Okay. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum, da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducat in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Regina, sine labe originale concepta, in nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.